Blog Talk Radio.
You might need to mute your phone or something.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, this is Jimmy Davies, and I just want to welcome you all to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show, and we're just glad that you can join us tonight. What we try to do is we're going to share a lot of information with you, and the first thing I always like to do is introduce my co-host, my wonderful co-host, Natasha Best Gaddy. Natasha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly and there's not a echo in the backdrop. But so good evening and welcome to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show, and just excited for what we have in store for all of our listeners tonight.
And yes, I am too.
So I'll start by just sharing a little bit about myself, and I will have to say the song, even though I listen to the intro each week, I don't know, today it just kind of resonated with me in terms of that entrepreneurs really just can't give up. And so I will say I am a business counselor with the Small Business and Technology Development Center on the campus of North Carolina Central University. And in addition to that, I'm also an entrepreneur. I have started and continue to operate several businesses, one that is a family-owned business, and so, and I continue to just work and support entrepreneurs, and then my passion and my heartthrob is really supporting what I call my next generation of entrepreneurs, which are my two children and their business ventures, and really pushing them to follow their business dreams. And so just excited about that and excited about where the opportunities are taking us. So, Jimmy, can you share with us a little bit about you and some of your background?
Sure. And before I do, I just want to say you mentioned the song. And actually, I've made that my theme song probably 15, 20 years ago. I don't remember when. It's been such a long time. But even today, every time I hear it, it's like it just rejuvenates me to keep on pushing. But I've been in the computer field for nearly, next year will be 30 years. I worked as a computer instructor for about 15 years, and then I was a database developer, creating databases for companies that kept track of all types of information. But a few years ago, I really decided, about 2.5 years ago, I really decided I wanted to do something that I really cared about. And that's when I started the Every.Black series of websites. And basically what it is, every.black, there's a website for everyblackentrepreneur.com is one, it's probably the largest one, where members can join. It's only $10 a month or $100 a year. And we promote you. We just promote entrepreneurs, whatever you're doing. And we do that by sending out weekly email blasts to let everyone know in our mailing list what you're doing. We do that by including you in the monthly directory that we push out, and it's downloadable from any of the websites. And we also do it on social media, where we're constantly putting things literally every day on social media about our members and what they're doing to promote them. So it's everyblackentrepreneur.com, but we also have everyblackspeaker.com, everyblackeducator.com, everyblackreturningcitizen.com, and on, but like I say, the entrepreneur site is definitely the one that is our biggest and most popular site, and we encourage you to check us out. But I also want to say that this show is a weekly guide to help anyone wanting to start and manage their own business. And we try to do that by, first of all, I just want to say we realize that some people are just getting started and some have been at it for a while. So we try to have something, we provide opportunities for our listening audience, whether you've been in business for a while or you're just getting underway. I think that all of you will find that we have something to offer.
I think that is definitely great. And, you know, it's exciting about not only the work that we've been able to do since the launch in August, but also where things are going. And I think that's really important for our listeners to know that we are continuing to grow and expand and evolve and to be able to be a resource that people can hear and know that there are entrepreneurs that are supportive, that are willing to give information and resources to help them grow and expand no matter what stage of business they're in.
Right. And what we do each week, first of all, we kind of review what we did last week. And last week we had Dorian Carter and Sherry Taylor of On Point Partners. They were our speakers talking about their new radio show that's going to go satellite radio. We're going to talk all about that in a little bit on November 11th. And we also had Cheryl Merritt of New Legacy Realty to talk about home ownership and that you shouldn't be afraid of, or don't think that you can't get a home. But then tonight, we're going to try to see if we can get back to our book discussion. We've been reading Think and Grow Rich by Dr. Dennis Kimbrough and Napoleon Hill. And we've been kind of stuck on chapter 6 for the last few weeks, not because we're stuck, but our speakers have been so good we haven't had time. We're going to make time tonight to progress with our book review. But then also after that, we want to explain to you what's coming up on the Every.Black channel, going satellite radio on November 11th. And we're going to have a couple of the show hosts, Stan Griffin and Donita White, are going to be with us tonight, and they're going to be talking about the youth entrepreneurs, and they're going to tell you about what they're doing. And then our current co-host, Latasha Vescati, will tell you more about GEMS and what she will be doing on the satellite radio. So that's kind of our lineup for tonight. And what we try to do, too, is, you know, after we tell you what's coming, we're going to take a break, and then after our break, we'll get into the topics for the evening. So we'll take a break at this time.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every.Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full-page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. is only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the Sign Up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
Welcome back to the Every Black Entrepreneurship Show, and we're just excited for what we have for you today. And so just remember that if you put in the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, you will receive a 10% discount, and then an additional 10% will be donated to a nonprofit organization. Also, just remember that we would love to hear from you, and so if you want to join our mailing list, you can email your name and your email address. You can text it to 919-265-8045, or you can email Jimmy at jimmy@every.black, or you can email me at latasha@every.black. And, Jimmy, I'll turn it over to you to review last week.
Sure thing. Yeah, like I said, last week we really had the pleasure of having Dorian Carter and Sherry Taylor, and they're going to be the host of the new Urban Real Estate Radio Show on satellite radio beginning November 11th. Now, they're commercial realtors, but they want to inform, the show will inform, educate, and enlighten minorities about commercial and investment real estate opportunities, utilizing wealth creation strategies. Now, the Dorian's been at it for quite a while. He's the president of On Point Partners and also a real estate, which is a real estate investment advisory and development firm that's located in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Sherry is the development manager of On Point Partners. Again, the same company, but she's previously worked in urban planning and community development. And one thing that just tonight I want to share with everyone that Dorian sent out an email, why it's important for Black businesses to work together, is that in Puerto Rico, he just sent this to me tonight, apparently a $300 million bid, a $300 million contract, a no-bid contract, was awarded to a Trump-related company. So basically no one got the chance to bid on it, $300 million, and it was for repairing electrical services. Anyway, he just sent that to me on the importance of that. And then the other thing I just wanted to mention was that Cheryl Merrick was our guest speaker last week, and she's been in the real estate business industry for 25 years. And she's the CEO of New Legacy Realty. But one of the things that she really stressed was that a lot of people don't have or don't own homes simply because they don't know that they can. They think it's more difficult than it is. And she also shared with us some programs that are really geared and some of the things that are happening that are geared toward helping people obtain homes. And then the last thing, she's president of the Triangle Board of Realtors. It's the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, and they are working constantly also to change laws and the way the banks or lenders look at credit and a number of things to help people obtain homes and build equity or wealth through their homes. But I just want to also ask Latasha, I don't know if you want to add anything else. I just tried to do a brief summary of what our speakers talked about last week.
No, I think you did an excellent job. I mean, as always, I find our speakers very knowledgeable and informative, and they always have a wealth of information, and we always typically go right up until our time, so it's always leaving us wanting more and more information. And just the two perspectives from a commercial realtor side as well as the residential side was just really informative last week, and so I'm just really excited that we had the opportunity to have them, and excited about what the Urban Real Estate radio show will do. And so so that's the only thing that I would add. And then, of course, tonight we're going to continue our discussion of the book Think and Grow Rich by Dennis Kimbrough and Napoleon Hill. And so just we're on chapter 6. And so really kind of getting into that, which is really talking about what are you worth, and really kind of getting into that. So are you ready to talk about that a little bit, Jimmy?
Sure, sure. Let's go ahead and do that. And then after that, we'll take a break and bring on our guest.
Okay, sounds great. So, of course, this chapter really talks about value and worth and kind of really evaluating yourself and really being able to know that self-image. And I think that's so key and important, just especially because there's so much happening, and we've got to definitely have a know that we have value and know our self-worth, especially in the entrepreneurship world, because you're going to hear no a lot and you can't take it personal. Sometimes also in the professional world, you will hear no, and you can't take that personal as well. And so the chapter really kind of goes into talking about your worth and your self-image. And so I think that's really key. And once again, this book is to really motivate you. And so the just the one part I'll just kind of highlight, which talks about you are somebody, and it just says, I am somebody, I am somebody. I may be black, but I am somebody. I may be poor, but I am somebody. I am somebody. I'm God's child. And I think we have to continue to tell that to ourselves, tell that to people we encounter, so that people will understand, no matter who they are, that everybody is somebody and there is a self-worth. And I think that's so important. I'm working with a colleague who really doesn't have a good, positive self-image. And so that's one of the key things that I tell her, and that she doesn't have to apologize for every little thing that she does that she thinks is not right, or of herself. She's quick to apologize, and I said it's okay, because that's life. And so that's what I think sometimes we have to do.
Well, I agree with you completely. And actually, just reading the book, too, it brought to mind a couple of things. You know, one, it talks about self-image. And basically, what you think you are, that's who you are. And it talks about how your self-image could be shaped by what other people say about you or what other people think about you. But if you buy into that, then you're going to restrict your potential or restrict what you can do based on what other people believe. And that just reminds me, this was years ago, a friend of mine had a daughter, and she would always tell her daughter that her daughter was beautiful and really, really cute and beautiful, which is great. I mean, I believe you should do that to help build the self-esteem. But one day I just asked her, you should also tell her that she's smart and intelligent. And so she started doing that. And true story. And then about, I don't know, maybe like 2 weeks later, the daughter, she started saying to repeat herself, she started saying to herself, I'm intelligent, I'm really smart. And it was like, that was like an eye-opening type of thing for her. So I guess I'm throwing it out there is that it's not only your self-image, but if you're a parent, think about how you're helping to shape the self-images of your children. You know, you really want to build up, you know, like you're working with your kids with their own business. I think that's going to take them far, and they'll probably be passing on those lessons to their children someday. So I think it's really important that we're aware of that.
You know, I think that's so important. I remember some years ago when I would drop the kids off to school, I would always say, you know, have a blessed day and learn something that you can come back and teach me. And then I would say, you are a genius. And I would say that. So one day I think we were rushing, and I just really wanted them to get out in the car, and cause I probably was running late because I'm always running late. But and so I didn't say it. And so I remember, I can't remember if it was my oldest or my youngest, looked back and said, well, aren't you going to tell us? And I said, what are you talking about? And they was like, about having a blessed day and that I'm a genius. And so you're right. Kids remember that, and that's what we would do to start off the day. And I think we have to definitely continue to feed not only our children but each other. I think sometimes we, you know, society kind of gives us to say, oh, we're all this crabs in a barrel and we don't want the others. But you have to at some point say, you know what, I'm going to be okay if you succeed, because that may not be my opportunity. But when it does come, that door is going to open and be ready for it. And so I think that's what we don't do. And we have to be more supportive. We have to be more encouraging, because that's what, you know, when you talk about purpose-driven life and when you talk about kind of your value, that's where you add value to, you know, to your life and to the lives of others, is what you can continue to speak that positive, you know, into someone else. Like I said, I have a colleague and a coworker that is just has a low self-image, and of course there's some work issues, and I just said, hey, it's going to be okay. And every time I say something, I just send her an encouraging word. And, you know, I can tell when she's around me, she's starting to smile. You know, her posture's starting to change. And all I'm doing, you know, and I'm supposed to be training her. However, I told her, look, I can't teach you all I know in 20 years, but what I can teach you is to have self-confidence and to be okay when you don't know. Because it's okay not to know. I mean, life is about making mistakes, you know. I like the people say you fail forward, you know. So it's not all going to be about succeeding sometimes. When we fail, we need to fail forward.
And I'm thinking one step further. Like I said, this isn't a show about relationships, but I'm going to say this anyway, because you probably all experienced it. I've seen some guys or marriages or whatever, where they're not good for the spouse's self-esteem, you know, the little put-downs and things like that. And if anyone's out there listening, I would say, check yourself. That's not, just, you know, you don't want to do that. Like I said, this isn't a show about relationships, but I just wanted to say
yeah,
that.
But it's about being encouraging, I mean, no matter what you're trying to do. So because life is about relationships, and you want to be around positive people, you know. One of the things that my minister always says is sometimes if you're always around somebody that has a negative view on life and always have problems and not even, you know, sometimes you just got to speak encouragement to yourself, even though life is not great and it may not be what you want it to be today, but sometimes you got to speak it as if it was so, and you got to be able to continue to, you know, it's almost like retraining the brain, right? So if I continue to say a positive thing, you know, just like you said, somebody said, telling their daughter, I am beautiful, I am smart, I am kind. I think there was a YouTube video that was out where a father did this every morning with his daughter in the mirror, and they had this litany of stuff they would say. And so, but you grow up, and then guess what? That's what because that's what they believe. And then nobody
right.
can tell you differently. And I think that's
right.
what you got to continue to do.
And I would also want to just throw out, too, since the book talks about protecting your mind, so really which kind of goes in line with this, but if you're around negativity or, you know, you don't want to let that into your mind. One of the things that I do, a couple of things, is I'll listen to uplifting music, or basically I like a lot of gospel music or Christian music, or the other thing I'll do is just listen to positive tapes. Of encouraging tapes, you know, on tape as I'm working. I'll play that. And then the last thing I'm going to mention about this is that have the self-confidence to try any kind of business that you really want to try. What I mean by that is don't let the tech company type companies steer you away or something that maybe seems out of reach. If you have a real interest in doing that, go for it. Sometimes, you know, you just take that first step and you don't, doors will open. But if you don't make up your mind, you can do it. Whatever it is, don't worry about how big the mountain may seem. But if you really make up your mind to do it, then you can do it. But it starts with your mind and your self-confidence in yourself that you can achieve whatever your dreams are that you want to achieve.
Yeah, I think that's so key. And you know, we had a guest on that gave this morning meditation, and he read some of it on the show. And I received the copy of it afterwards, and I was, it's just really good. And you got to figure out what works for you and whatever is motivating. There are several different things that I do in terms of, I have a couple of videos that I watch. I have some morning meditations that there's one that I like, and it says, today is going to be a great day, and today is a great day. And and just hearing that every morning, it says, whatever happened yesterday is over. You have woke up, and you're going to start a new day, however that is to me, and whatever is going to come, and you're going to be okay to deal with it. And I like that because no matter what, because life will knock you down, knock you out, and turn you upside down. However, it's about how you handle it and how you respond to that. And so it's even in the mix of when things are, you know, some people say there's a calm in the middle of the storm. And I think that's important because you've got to know how to deal with adversity. And that's something that if we can continue to do that, you know, hopefully we'll have less people with depression, less people with, you know, thinking or committing suicide. Like, a lot of bad things would subside if they can just know it's going to be okay. This is a bad patch of life or whatever has happened. But guess what? Tomorrow's a new day, and it's going to be a great day.
Right.
And there's a lesson in all of that.
Yeah, and the speaker you're talking about is Dr. Johnny Robinson. And I too, was like, that was a really great speaker or message that night. So, in fact, I think we had a kind of full stand. Amen.
Yeah.
But I think, unless there's anything else you wanted to add, I was going to let us take a break. Was there anything else you wanted to add, Natasha?
Nope, that's it. I mean, I think this chapter, I would just sum it up and just say for our listeners that, you know, this is one of the chapters that is going to really touch you in your heart. I mean, because you got to really internalize you and know that you got to look you in the mirror, kind of as Michael Jackson would say, and then be able to still love you as you are and know that you have value and that you have worth. And that's what I would just end with. And then let us go to break. And then when we come back, I'm excited to hear about our guest speakers.
Right. Yeah, we'll take a break at this time. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Every Black Channel on satellite radio, 88.1. And we have Stan Griffin and Demita White on standby. So we'll take a break at this time.
We'll be right back.
Now we'll tune in to hearing our guest. So, Jimmy, I'll let you introduce our guest. Well, first I'll let you talk about the expansion and what's happening new in November, and then we'll get into our guest. So, Jimmy, I'm going to do the drum roll and let you do the exciting.
Okay. Well, like Latasha says, we've been on the air since August 1st at the Truth Network. But thanks to Bishop Michael Bates, he's taken his entire network to satellite radio on November 11th. It's going to be a global experience, 88.1, The Truth. So first of all, we want to give thanks to him. But also, he's expanded our role from 1 hour a week to 6 hours a week. So when he told me that, I had to, like, take a deep breath and say, okay, let's go. But what we're going to do is we're going to have six different shows all revolving around entrepreneurship. We'll continue the Every Black Entrepreneur Show, but it's going to be a slight change. Ryan Ray is going to be my new co-host. And the reason he's going to be my new co-host is because Latasha is going to do a little spinoff, and she's going to have a show about women, which she'll talk about a little later. Tamisha Thomas is going to do a show on using social media with your business and entrepreneurship. And then we've got two people, William Burton and Sean Ingram, and they're going to have a show for what we call returning citizens. And this is people that are coming out of the prison system and learning to become entrepreneurs, which they both have done, very successful entrepreneurs after being incarcerated. And we have Dorian Carter and Sherry Taylor, who were our guest speakers last week. And they were telling us all about the urban real estate show, the commercial real estate that they're going to do. And then we have a couple of guest speakers that will pop in from time to time. Cheryl Merritt on residential real estate, Delisa Lee on technology. And then I also want to mention that we're going to actually give away a 30-minute show through a contest. So if you're listening, you can have your own 30-minute satellite radio show. Go to every.black to register, and the best idea, we will review them and award someone a show at no cost to them, other than they have to be a member of everyblackentrepreneur.com website. Other than that, there's no other expense. With that said, now I want to bring on Demita White and Fan Griffin, and let them tell you a little bit about themselves and about their show that they're going to have on the Every Dot Black channel for youth. Demita and San, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and welcome to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having us.
Sure. And
glad you're here.
Just so you know, and go ahead and state your name, because I know you're both on, but and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, Demita, you can go first.
Good evening, everyone, and it's a pleasure to be on. My name is Demita White, and I am the founder of Aspire to Acquire, and it's just an organization to help youth establish pathways to identify their gifts and their sparks and to let them know that, you know, they're very important and valuable. And I also run an organization called Warriors for Epilepsy. I had a brother that had epilepsy, and I became an advocate for not just persons with epilepsy, but people with disabilities all around. And I also do a prison advocacy ministry as well, which has really blessed my soul.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Well, my name is Sam Griffin, and I am the director of Patricia Taborn Modeling and Talent Agency in North Carolina. We are a 501c3 nonprofit youth organization where we encourage youth to model good character as well as clothes. I'm the CEO of Aggrandize Your Life, LLC, which is my personal brand, and it revolves empowerment and networking. I'm the author of The Superhero's Guide to Dominating Their Universe, which can be found on Amazon and Kindle worldwide, and the founder and event coordinator of the Young Entrepreneurs Expo in Durham, North Carolina. This is an event where the young entrepreneurs from the ages of 7 to 25 can set up vending booths for free to display goods and services they provide. And we invite the community and everyone to come out and support them, love on them, patronize them. And we have live entertainment by youth and plenty of networking. So that's a little bit about me.
I had the pleasure of attending the Entrepreneur Expo about a month ago now, and it was well attended. I mean, I was really impressed, seriously. Well attended. I think you had a state senator there, and I know some other city officials were there. I don't know how many you had coming through, but there were a lot, and it was good to see the youth. The youth had their own businesses there, which I guess maybe that can lead us into what is the show that you're working on for the satellite radio show that you're going to be doing?
Well, the name of our show is the Young Entrepreneurs Kid Under Pressure Show, and we came up with that name because youth are going to have pressure. They're going to have good pressure and bad pressure. We want to be good pressure, positive pressure. We want to share entrepreneurship as a way of obtaining wealth. And we know that pressure makes diamonds. So we want to start now with our youth while their imagination is robust and they're creative, to start thinking about what type of business they would like to own. And there is another way. There's another option of obtaining wealth.
Great.
And I'd like to piggyback off of the chapter that we just read. It's about changing the narrative and changing mindsets. Now, there's always a negative portrayal, not just of our youth, but of our people in the media, you know. And so they have to know that they are the stars and the futures of tomorrow. So, you know, our mission is to reach them where they are, to help mentor, cultivate them, and snatch them out from the pains of the pits of the street, you know, before they become a statistic. And so, Yeah, and I also feel that, you know, with this radio show as well, part of the radio show to teach them the benefits of outreach, research, and policy development, because we're living in crucial times right now. And the goal is to, you know, foster that interest so that they can be valuable, you know, elements of civic engagement and to empower other youth as well.
I agree with you, Demita. And we also piggyback on Demita. We want to give the youth and their parents the intangible tools to become entrepreneurs. And we want to give them a platform to dream, to think big, and feel confident in taking that leap. As Latasha said earlier, I mean, you have to take risks and you have to have faith to do that. And so we want to create a platform where they can feel comfortable to email us questions they want us to discuss, to receive knowledge, and ultimately want to evoke optimism.
Great. Yeah, actually, I was just going to ask you, Natasha, did you have something to add? Or?
Well, go ahead and ask your question, and then I'm going to follow up with the question.
I was just going to ask, you had kind of mentioned, you said you're going to have people, if they want to email your questions and things like that. I was going to say, is there anything that you want anyone out there listening to do, that can reach out to you, or ideas, or maybe think suggestions, whatever you want? Is there anything that you want people to do to spread the word or whatever?
Okay. Part of the segment we will interview young entrepreneurs. So if you know a young entrepreneur, please feel free to let them know that we are looking for young entrepreneurs to interview. That will be part of our segment. And our email address is san@every.black and demita@every.black. They can feel free to email us now. We do have a lineup of powerful young entrepreneurs. Like Demita said, we want to change the narrative, and they need to see that there are people just like them that are doing this, and that it is obtainable. The segment, we will also have success quotes. We'll be discussing the success quotes and creating business affirmations. Like you all said earlier, you need to have a positive word that you speak over your business and that you say. So we're going to give them business affirmations. I will be discussing the P's of business. Just to name a couple, we will discuss a business plan. That is one of the P's, a plan, which is their map to success. We would discuss a product, tangible and intangible products. We live in an age of technology. You know, someone could create an app. They can create many intangible products. So we have discussed that as well as profit, how much you gain from your service or product and how to calculate your expenses and things of that nature. So I will be sharing that as well as a segment I called Nero Drop Soup, which is like chicken noodle soup is good for your body. The Nero Drop Soup is going to be good for your body and mind. And that will include a neuroscience-inspired nugget for our young entrepreneurs and their family, each segment.
Wow, I think that's
so
great. And you share about, Demita, can you share about the financial literacy and the curriculum that you've created?
Yes, so I actually wrote a book. It's called Young Boss, Youth-Oriented and Self-Sufficient. So that's what the acronym stands for. And it's basically teaching them financial literacy, which is something that is not really taught in school. At least it wasn't taught while I was at school. And teaching them about responsibility from a biblical standpoint because, you know, to me, the Bible is an instruction for us before we leave this earth, and it has everything we need, any answers to any questions that we have. And financial literacy basically is taught in the Bible. So I would like to teach the children that. Also, I would like to teach them how to become young authors or self-publishers because I love writing. And, you know, and I believe that this is something important because they all have a story to tell. Everyone has a story to tell. And children don't realize that. So I would love to, you know, do something as far as, like, scholastic and literacy with the children. And while I'm on the phone, I would like to mention that I do have an upcoming event. It's for epilepsy on November 11th, and I chose Veterans Day because November is Epilepsy Awareness Month, and some veterans do come back from the war with post-traumatic epilepsy or traumatic brain injuries, which can lead to epilepsy. So I would love, you know, anyone to participate, youth, veterans. If you know a veteran, please, you know, tell them about this event. It's going to be at Chavis Park, which is in Raleigh, and it starts at 9 a.m., and that's Saturday, November 11th. And, you know, Stan, she's been awesome and very instrumental in spreading the word out there for me. So, and it's my very first 5K/walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will be there. So, well, we wish you the best on November 11th at Chavis Park in Raleigh, North Carolina, to support. I think, you know, epilepsy is something that people don't understand, and so and people don't really realize it's still a major issue in our society. So I'm glad that you are still bringing about awareness. And
Thank you.
You mentioned earlier that you are doing it in honor of your brother. Can you share a little bit about how you started it and got on that journey?
Sure, certainly. My brother was diagnosed with epilepsy at the age of 14, but at the age of 12, he was attacked with a brick to the back of his head. It was a vicious attack by some thugs. He was protecting our then 5-year-old brother. So we never told our mom what happened. And he had a concussion that was silent. So I see that a lot of people are talking about concussions nowadays, but they don't really talk about the consequences, you know, as far as like developing certain disorders as a result. And epilepsy is one of them. And so he was diagnosed 2 years later as that concussion, I would say, was reactivated as he received another blow to the back of his head. And he lived with that life sentence for 30 years until his passing on July 4th, 2011. So ever since then, although I was always like his first responder, his counselor, you know, his everything as far as epilepsy with his cause, I never really advocated, you know, in the community. And so now I'm a huge advocate. There are a lot of children who drop out of school or parents take them out of school because of bullying. And so there are a lot of barriers to epilepsy, and, you know, that's why I want to spread awareness, because it can happen to anyone at any age and at any time in their life, and for so many different causes and reasons. So, you know, so many celebrities, like Prince, who was my favorite artist ever, he had epilepsy, and, you know, he was brilliant. So it has nothing to do with, you know, your mental state. A lot of stigmas behind it, and there's a lot to learn from it, but it's something that I'm really passionate about. So thank you for allowing me to expound on that. Thank you.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Thank you for sharing that. I think more people need to be aware of things that affect our community and how things can be triggers, because that's what it sounds like, is that unfortunate incident was a trigger, and that had a long and lasting, unfortunate long-lasting effect on your brother. So thank you for sharing that. Jimmy, it sounds like you may have a follow-up question.
Well, no, actually, I was just going to just ask them both to share again how can people reach you, because I really think that you've got some innovative ideas for your youth radio show. I think you're both going to do great. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you get underway on November 11th. But is there anything either of you like to add, or Latasha would like to add? The reason I'm doing that, I'm looking at the time, and I want to hear about Latasha's show too. So is there anything either of you like to add? Or how to contact you again? Or do you want phone numbers or email? Or
sure.
Go ahead, Demita.
Sure. I can be reached at, demita.white@everyblack, right? There's no .com behind that, Jimmy?
Just every.black.
Okay, every.black. And I can also be reached at War for Epilepsy, W-A-R, the number 4, Epilepsy, E-P-I, L like Larry, E-P-S-Y, @gmail.com. And my phone number is 919-264-4638. Thank you.
And my email address is san, S-A-N, @every.black. My website is www.aggrandizeyourlife.com. That's A-G-G-R-A-N-D-I-Z-E, yourlife.com. You can find my social media links on that website, as well as my email address, aggrandizeyourlife@gmail.com. Either one of those will be sufficient.
Great. So
I just want to say to both of them, thank you, and we really appreciate the expansion. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to have my two kids tune in and listen, and hopefully, look, tell all of their friends to be able to listen to the show.
Awesome.
Because I think that's going to, you know, once again, I'm about changing generations, right? So we've got to be able to start it. And I see this as an opportunity, especially on the Every Black Entrepreneur Channel. So I'm just excited about everything that's happening for everyone. And so I can't wait to support you.
I just want to add that all three of you actually are working with your children. Demita's daughter is also an author. I think she's like 14. And I know Sam, at least one son, he was right there working at the Entrepreneur Expo. So I think that's great that you're really instilling those values in your children. So, anyway,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sure. We're going to take a short break, and I don't know how much we'll get. We're going to learn something about what Latasha's got planned for her show. So we'll take a short break at this time.
Hi, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr., the Business Bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationships, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, Your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. You have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again.
Well, welcome back to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show, and I am excited to share with you the expansion of it, and that is going to be the transition for me from, I've definitely enjoyed and just been so honored to be the co-host with Jimmy, but excited to do a 30-minute segment that is going to be focused completely on women-owned businesses or female-owned businesses, and it's going to be called GEMS. And GEMS is going to be a radio show focusing on female business owners of all ages. The show will provide information and resources for women entrepreneurs. I will highlight lady founders and their journey of successful business operations. Topics will include certifications specific for women-owned businesses, women in specific industry sectors like construction, transportation, food, and female veterans. Talking about one of the things we'll talk about is business models, business operations, growth strategies, and the unique qualities that we have as women entrepreneurs. So I'm just excited about GEMS and being a radio show for women entrepreneurs and what it will do. And hopefully we will have a great co-host and a number of guest speakers on the show that will also continue to support the work that is being done around women in business. You know, women in business is one of the growing industry sectors right behind technology businesses. So we're just excited about what we have and what the plan is moving forward, being on the satellite radio of the Truth Network, but then also in terms of being on the Every Black Entrepreneur channel. So that's a little bit about GEMS, and I'm just excited about it and putting some plans together. And so I would just tell you to stay tuned, and more will be coming. So, and I have definitely enjoyed being the co-host with Jimmy, and I know Ryan, and I know that Ryan will do a fabulous job working with Jimmy on the Every Black Entrepreneur Show.
Well, thanks, and yeah, I couldn't have picked a better co-host to help me to get started with this show. I hope San and Demita are still on the line. If they are, please patch them through, because they're both entrepreneurs, and I don't know if they had any questions for Lakasha as well. If they're still on the line, feel free to chime in. But I think it's what you're doing is really important too. Demita or San, do you have any comments or thoughts or questions for Latasha?
I just can't wait to you know, to listen in and tune in and to actually participate. You know, this is really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
absolutely. I agree. I'm excited, and I will tune in as well. And just looking forward to it.
Yeah, I saw too where just a few months ago I saw where this woman, this black woman, she had her own airline. Did you hear about that? Any of you?
No, that's exciting. I need to see that. I would love to maybe even reach out. Look, that would be our stretch goal to try to, you know, get someone like that. I mean, women are really doing some fantastic stuff, and, you know, they have a set of skills that from handling multiple things, but they're definitely being able to be more successful as entrepreneurs. We see that because of the flexibility, but just also just work-life balance. And so being able to have a show that's focused on that and that will continue to support women in their business ventures, and no matter what stage of the venture they're in, this is going to be a platform for them. So I'm excited. I've definitely been putting some plans in action, and like I said, Jimmy and I have probably been talking a little bit more just to kind of finalize and get some things together. I'm excited about the November 11th kickoff and where everything is growing. And once again, it's just about understanding those opportunities and being able to say yes and to leap out on faith. And I still think about that first call Jimmy made to ask, like, would you be my co-host? And now I'm hosting my own segment. So it's quite interesting. But I'm honored and humble.
If you don't know the story, I have a couple of SCORE mentors that I've been working with. They've been working with me, I should say, for months now. And they recommended that I go see Natasha Mesgaddy at the Small Business Administration. And so I did, and I was really impressed with her. And so that was before I knew anything about a radio show. But and I was honored Bishop Bates blessed me with a radio show. And he asked me who was my co-host going to be. And my first thought was, I just met this really sharp lady at the Small Business Administration. So I called her, and she thought I was just calling to give her an update. I was calling her to reel her in. So it all worked out really well. But I'm just going to review, too. Again, we're going to have the Every Black Entrepreneur Show will continue, but Ryan Ray will be my new co-host. Tamisha Thomas is going to be the entrepreneur using social media in entrepreneurship. And then we've got William Burton and Sean Ingram. Both of them were actually in prison, but they came out and turned their lives around and successful entrepreneurs, and they're going to be working with returning citizens. We've got Dorian Carter and Sherry Taylor, and they've got an entrepreneurship show for commercial realtors and building investment wealth through commercial real estate. Then Cheryl Merritt and Delisa Lee are going to be guest speakers. And then again, Demita White and Sam Griffin, who we had the pleasure of hearing tonight, will have a show for the youth that will be starting next year. They've got some really great ideas. I really like it. And then not last, but Natasha will have her show for women. It's going to be a 30-minute show. But the last thing, again, is we're actually giving away a 30-minute satellite radio show to anyone out there that has the best idea. You can go to every.black and submit your idea. And the deadline is November 5th. And we're going to take the best ideas, evaluate them, and give someone, award someone a show. Now, this show, you'll have the ability to reach millions of people. You can sell your business, your business online, promote your business. But the only thing we say is that your show should be related to entrepreneurship in some way, and how are you going to help others through your show? So I just wanted to put that out there one more time. So, again, I want to thank our guests.
Yes, and we want people to apply. So please make sure you apply. So if you don't see it, please email Jimmy at every.black if you're interested, and he can make sure you get the link for the application. I just want to reiterate it, Jimmy. I think I'm so excited about that part.
Yeah, and if you think about it, and what we're going to do is we're going to have it. Whoever wins, we'll give them the show for 90 days, and we're going to do that for 90 days because then after 90 days, we want to give somebody else an opportunity. So that way the contest will never end. Every 90 days, we're going to have a fresh new idea, concept, and the people entries can be from anywhere in the world because our radio shows are going to be global. Satellite radio is going to be all over the world. Millions of users or listeners, actually tens of millions of listeners. So someone will win a show and can reach tens of millions of people for their own show. So with that said, our time's up.
Yes. As always, the time goes by extremely fast.
Yeah. But thanks to all of you. Thanks to Mita and Sam and Natasha for
all
being on tonight.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you for joining us tonight. And y'all have a good one. And for all of our listeners, we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.